CFRC.
On Saturday, August 30th, the Gaels roll into Hamilton for a Steel City showdown against the McMaster Marauders. Can the Gaels bounce back from a home heartbreaker to pick up their first win of the season? Or will the Marauders plunder and pillage their way to victory? There's only one way to find out, and there's only one place to catch all the action. Tune in to CFRC 101.9 FM at 12:45 p.m. for the Grad Club pregame show ahead of the scheduled 1 p.m. kickoff. Gaels Game Day on CFRC, over a century of excellence.
Hey, how are you doing? It's Tuesday. I'm Jonathan Whitford, and this is Coasting. Well, it's great to have you along today. I'm looking forward to sharing lots of good stuff that I've discovered this week. I got lots of captivating new Canadian music headed your way from Ron Sexsmith, Evan Redsky, and The Oldest Man I Know. Out in the West Coast, we've got something new from Kaylee Fleming, and there's also a new Judah Wardrobe track that you need to hear. We'll spin some recently dropped music from Craig McIver and Rose Carmen, plus we'll hear a brand new single from Car 287. So ahead in the show, have you heard about the new soother trend for stress relief? Well, I'll tell you all about that later. But for right now, let's check out two songs that talk about trying to find a way out from burnout and distraction. So be sure to stick around for a stress-relieving morning where you don't need therapy because you've got Drive Time Radio.
Tuesdays, this momentary reprieve, that you give me.
Thanks so much for joining me here today on Coasting. Our show is recorded and produced at Radio Western on the campus of Western University in London, Ontario. Our Coasting theme song is courtesy Ten Fay from their album Hit the Light. Outside Again by Gabe Elias is a reflective and atmospheric track that explores themes of burnout, distraction, and the longing for reconnection. The Vancouver artist just dropped a new 2-track EP August 1st. And before that, Eagle Owl is a rising solo artist from Winnipeg known for blending hip-hop, R&B, alt-rock, and pop. He just released a new single called Way Out last week, which showcased his emotional depth and lyrical hooks. Well, Becky Perkova is up next, and she continues her journey of healing after a troubled relationship. Let's hear it, Long Ride on Coasting.
I wanted a marriage. I wanted a man. I wanted the children on a farmstead on a mountain. And I wanted the big life, lathered in love. I wanted to raise up a family, but I guess I was in for a long ride. Heaven knows how we both tried, but still I dream about those days where lock eyes, and for a moment I believe guess I'm grieving. I guess I'm coming to terms with the life I have. Saying a long farewell to the life we had. I'm in my 30s now. There's no one round to chase me. There ain't no plan to find a man to save me. And I don't know if I will have a baby. So I guess I'm grieving. I guess I'm grieving.
Jonathan Whitford.
Thank you.
That was Winnipeg solo act Igor Smith with a track called Stolid Day, and you'll find that on his new full-length Bad Music Blue. The moody introspective album blends poetic lyricism with experimental soundscapes and continues to push boundaries with a unique sonic identity. And prior to that, Long Ride by Becky Prokhova is a soulful introspective track that explores the quiet strength found in vulnerability. It fits beautifully with Becky's broader artistic vision, which often centers on rebirth, resilience, and joy within grief. Arise Carmen is up next, who draws inspiration from early 90s alt-rock and psychedelia. Let's spin Come In Closer on Coasting.
For great music.
The storm kicked off. drove a lot. With my glasses off,
Jameson Cant, known as I'm In Love, just shared a new single called Drone, and that's lifted from the July album called Cloud. This lo-fi collection has ethereal production with mellow beats, and Cant says it's a gentle exploration of love's emotional pull. And ahead of that, Coming Closer is the latest single from Toronto-based psych rock artist Liam Colbert, known as Rise Carmen. The track was released ahead of his upcoming November EP of the same name. Time for some messages, but stay with us. We're back and talk about some classic dance moves. And until then, here's cosmic country trio Shiretown, based in Antigonish, Nova Scotia. Their music is both nostalgic and fresh, often described as a balm for today's hurtin' world. This hidden track is lifted from the beautiful new release called Ghosts in This House.
Thank you.
It's Coasting, and I'm Jonathan Whitford. Well, the Brooklyn Cyclones, a minor league baseball team based in New York, held its annual Seinfeld Night promotion where an Elaine dance contest stole the show. The team has held Seinfeld Night promotions since 2014, and this year's event featured a contest to emulate the dance performed by Elaine Benes. Major League Baseball shared a video of the event on social media, showing dancers of all ages, many in Elaine cosplay, attempting the dance described by George Costanza as a full-body, dry heave set to music. Olivia Bessel, a New York-based actress, was named the winner of the contest. I wonder if they used Damien Albarn's new single, Cardboard Rocker, to dance to in this contest.
Chains. up in these chains. How am I gonna break these chains? Pulling me down again. I'm all shackled up, shackled up in these chains. How am I gonna break these chains? Got me off my feet again. You're the only one that can break these chains. Break these chains. I swear this time it won't be the same. But I'm back in these chains. In these chains, how am I gonna break these chains? Pulling me down again. I'm all shackled up in these chains. How am I gonna break these chains? Got me off my feet again. I'm all shackled up in these chains. In these chains, I'm all shackled up.
Well, that's Chains from Craig MacIver, a Calgary-based singer-songwriter known for his heartfelt rock sound and live performances. He tells me, although music took a backseat to family commitments over the years, my passion has always been songwriting. I'm currently working on recording my upcoming release called Solving the Happiness Equation. And prior to that, Christina Lake, British Columbia artist Damien Alblas, gives us a high-energy debut single called Cardboard Rocker that blends rock with a touch of chaos and heart. Damien says the June single is an anthem for anyone who's ever felt the imposter syndrome. Well, Before I Die is an AI and human art project. They say some songs are personal, some are more general, but all took influence from musicians that we grew up listening to. Let's check out Marco Polo on Coasting.
Okay, lost the light, my cup's all sour. I'm king of lost hours, broken, no power. Hey, don't touch that heat. You think that's neat, kid, that's my defeat. Flip words like you flip burgers. Make me a beggar better than a server. Watch me spark, ignite the scene. Not even close to cut and too dirty to clean. I'm in love with your brother, that's no lie. He's just out of reach, but I might still try. Got my own flaws, got no chance, but still I'd ask him for this dance. Marco, hold me down and stay with me. Oh, I'm a fool for saying please. It's not so automatic. Set phasers to stun and guns to tragic. Here comes Marco in the wind. His smile's where I begin and end. We sink together, we drown like fools, bending rakes and breaking tools. He leaned back, I crawled along to the beat of a love that's gone all wrong. But this is where my legs belong, under the table, not up on the log.
I love your brother, so why can't you see? Only thing he needs is to believe. Got my heart all tangled in a mess. So many mouths, so many debts. Marco, hold me down and stay with me.
With Jonathan Whitford.
So You're Watching Me by Electric Lemonade is a fuzz rock breakup anthem with a punchy groove and emotionally raw lyrics. This July single is the latest offering from the Whitehorse Yukon Power Trio, formerly part of folk pop band Van Stones. And ahead of that, Marco Polo by Before I Die is a remastered track that blends rock, punk, and heavy metal into a gritty high-energy anthem. Released as part of the anthology Gambier Collection, it showcases the band's raw sound and rebellious spirit. Well, CBC says, though the content of Evan Redsky's songs are rooted in his indigenous heritage, the sound is pure Canadiana. Let's hear a sneak peek from his new record on Coasting.
He running out the clock. Time is a flat circle, babe, and when does it stop? Drifting in and out of this beautiful machine. What is the purpose and what does it mean? What is the purpose, babe, and what does it mean? Of love, I'm still waging war on the gods above.
It's Coasting, your source for great music.
Drive from a crossfire, new girl town I heard about. Where you from, where you been? Know the town, your way around. Was looking for you, seem to know. By the way you walk, you put on a show. You got the times, not far to go. That's the only hill close by to watch the sun go down. Hit the dirt road a little to the south. Up at Annie, we get crazy, dance the whole night out. The beach by the river once the sun goes down. Where it all goes, that's where it all goes down. That's where it all goes, that's where it all goes down. Summer's just began, we're still on the front. Get some light drink, you know what you want. Take you now for a slow dance. No rain check, use the time we have. Summer comes and summer goes. We'll be around, there's no way to know. What I know is that we're here right now, no slowing down. That's the only hill close by to watch the sun go down. Hit the dirt road a little to the south. At the end, we get crazy, dance the whole night out. The beach by the river once the sun goes down. That's where it all goes, that's where it all goes down. That's where it all goes, that's where it all goes down. Girl, you've been the beat from my heart since June. Drinking 80 proof when I'm drunk on you. Summer's getting started and the days are getting hotter every moment with you. That's the only hill close by to watch the sun go down. Hit the dirt road a little to the south. After that, we get crazy, dance the whole night out. The beach by the river once the sun goes down. That's where it all goes, that's where it all goes down. That's where it all goes, that's where it all goes down. Where it all goes, where it all goes down.
So Judah Wardrope just sent me a brand new single called Sundown. The country singer-songwriter grew up in a small town in Saskatchewan and recently moved back to BC. He says, my goal with music is to help bring people joy and relate to what they're going through in life. And before that, Are We Feeling Okay by Evan Redsky is a poignant and introspective single from his upcoming album, The Language of Fishermen, set to release in October. Evan Redsky is an Ojibwe singer-songwriter from Blind River, Ontario, by way of Toronto. O'Kaylee Fleming's new track, Non-Fungible Love, nods to NFTs, but here it's used metaphorically to describe a love that's unique and not easily exchanged. Fungible Love by Kaylee Fleming is a shimmering synth-pop single released at the beginning of August on World Peach Records. It's a playful yet poignant exploration of love in the digital age, blending emotional vulnerability with futuristic flair. After the break, I'll talk about some child comfort stress relief for adults, and it's not what you might think. But before we go, let's spin When Will the Morning Come, an advanced single from Stratford-based Ron Sexsmith. The tender introspective ballad is part of his upcoming album, Hangover Terrace, which drops in 3 days.
And when will it end? so long? When will the darkness end? When will it end?
I'm Sheila Rogers, and I'm a proud CFRC alumna. I was here about 400 years ago or so, and well, let's just shave a zero off, shall we? 40 years plus. It was a wonderful experience to be a volunteer for Campus Community Radio. It's an experience I would urge you, if you possibly can, to experience yourself. It's wonderful. If you can't experience it, you can always donate to it. CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston.
Hi, I'm Tom Savage. We love our Spotify. We love our Apple Music. It's a wonderful thing to have all the music in the world at your fingertips. But the big downside is that these streaming services pay fractions of a penny per streamed artist, and that doesn't buy a lot of groceries. So if you're really digging an album, reach out to that musician or band, make a donation, buy some physical merchandise, help them keep creating great music for you. We can't rely on giant corporations to do the right thing. We as music fans need to put our own value on music. Let's keep that creative